Howdy, folks. I just heard about a fellow that is, he's trying to cross a homing pigeon, with a woodpecker. The idea is to get a bird that, will not only carry a message, but, will knock on the door. I'm Pat Buttram for a delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time again, and it's autumn time once more, too. I guess you've noticed that. These are the busy days for the Lord's finest artists. What with the billions and billions of leaves to be painted, all those beautiful colors. My grandma used to say that our great artists, she thought, were merely visitors from heaven who stayed with us a while and then returned to their studios in the sky, and each year, about this time, they'd start to paint the leaves in splashing colors. And there's a little bunch of frost men around, too, waiting their turn to sort of tweak the ears of all the growing things and warning them that old a rough and rowdy fella by the name of Winter is just down the road a ways. Yes, sir. I don't know. It seems to me if just a little of the beauty of the seasons rubs off on a man's soul, well, that's all the good Lord asks. Of course, there's many forms of beauty, and music is one of them. We have the Jack Halloran Quartet here right now to sing on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 4. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes,
here she comes,
here she comes,
here she comes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, 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 ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
You know, one of life's little nuisances is having a dry, flat taste in your mouth. It's a small thing to complain about, maybe, but, well, it's so small, there's no sense in putting up with it either. That's one annoyance you can take care of in a jiffy if you just have a package of double mint gum handy. Yes, sir, chewing double mint means a clean, refreshed mouth right away. I'll tell you, when double mint bumps into a bad taste, it says, "You skedaddle out of here. I'm replacing you right now with a cool, refreshing, delicious flavor. Double mint." I'll tell you, there's just nothing like chewing double mint to make your mouth feel comfortable and taste good. You buy some today and, you know, keep it handy in your purse or your pocket. Healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. There's nothing like good music to bring a feeling of well-being to the ear, too. I'd sure like to hear some good music right here, but, I guess we'll have to settle for the Buttram Symphony. Now, I don't say they're the best, but I will say they're good to their folks. Today they're playing the B-flat polka. I'm a great one for anniversaries, and I was noticing today as the, it's a pleasure and a privilege to observe this. It's the 30th anniversary of the invention of the zippered weenie. yes, sir. It was September 10th, 1927. One of the big meat packers in Chicago shattered the imagination of a weenie-loving world by announcing that they'd perfected a frankfurter with a sort of a zipper attachment to it. You just boil a hot dog, and when it's done, you just zippered off the casing, and there you are, see? The point I'd like to make is that, well, whenever you hear me telling about some unusual Buttram inventions, well, just remember it was big business. Not Buttram that came up with the most unusual invention of all, the zippered hot dog. Well, so much for the wonderful weenie. It's now time for one of the finer things of life, the Buttram bonus. Well, in this day of wonder drugs and magic pills, I think it might be an interesting Buttram bonus to fill you in on some old-fashioned remedies that kept our grand folks alive and kicking a long spell. Now, for example, an apple a day kept the doctor away, you know. Of course, you had to remember this didn't apply to sour apples. No, sour apples and stomach aches, they went together like buttons and buttonholes. Yes, sir, there have been cases, you know, when sour apples was fatal. Remember, they hanged the outlaw Deadwood Dan to a sour apple tree, see? You know, to watch them. Another popular remedy was old sulfur and molasses. It didn't matter much what a fella had the matter with him. It was a... anything from the heebie-jeebies to the warts or anything. Well, sulfur and molasses. And castor oil, that is wonderful, too. It is so wonderful that I know when I was feeling sick, well, all my mother had to do was just pull the castor oil bottle off of the shelf and let me see it. And I felt great just dreading it, you know. Then there was that big bottle of... Big Chief Sweetwater's old Indian remedy. That kept Grandpa going for years. I know. I'll tell you, two jiggers of old Indian remedy, and Grandpa, he'd forget his rheumatiz, and he'd do a Highland fling there. We never allowed any hard liquor around the house, but I'll tell you, Grandpa explained that the 75% alcohol in the old Indian remedy, that's just there to preserve the herb and the root juice in it. He is a great one for root juice, especially preserved root juice, 75%. When I see folks carrying pills around in their pockets today and bragging how many vitamin pills they had for breakfast, all I can say is we got the same results with the sassafras tea and calomel and sulfur and molasses and croton oil. You can stick up your nose at the old-fashioned remedies and treatments, but, well, they must have worked, because we're still here, perky and pert. That's how it used to be, our Buttram bonus for today, and I think that entitles us to hear Paula Richards singing Bewitched, Be Bothered, and Bewildered.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
You've been listening to Just Entertainment, so listen 10 seconds longer, will you, while I remind you to always keep a package or two of delicious double mint chewing gum handy in your purse or your pocket. Then it'll be there when you want it and when you need it, you know. Healthful, delicious double mint. Now, this is Pat Buttram, and I can't help thinking that every time history repeats itself, the price goes up. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
This is the CBS Radio Network.